From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It has been a long, bumpy ride for British Prime Minister Theresa May as she's tried for the past 3 years to shepherd her country through Brexit. Politically battered, she is expected to step down later this year. That could affect the largest public transit infrastructure project in all of Europe, the plan to build HS2, a high-speed rail line linking London with the north of England. It could be cancelled. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
HS2! No, thank you!
They've protested politely for almost a decade and now say opponents of HS2, victory is finally in sight.
Oddly enough, when they're just about to start building it, we have more chance of stopping it than we ever have.
Protester Joe Rukin says Prime Minister May's possible departure could well spell the end of the line for this project.
It seems to be a prerequisite for anyone who wants to succeed her as the next leader of the Conservative Party that they will cancel HS2.
Fiercest opposition to the line comes from the Conservative electoral districts in the tranquil southern countryside that HS2 will cut through. Recordings of high-speed trains in France have fanned local fears of noise pollution. But Joe Rukin says an even bigger concern now is the ever-escalating cost projections, from $50 to $80 to $135 billion.
You can understand why politicians are thinking, you know what, getting rid of this might be a vote winner.
But not, it seems, in the north of England, where there's been a more receptive audience for the HS2 company's promotional campaign.
High Speed 2 will be an engine for growth for the 21st century.
The company says the line will bring the country closer together and boost the underperforming economy of the north. That's only fair, says spokesman for Northern Business, Henry Murrison.
Why should northern businesses and business people have access to this world-class infrastructure?
If the government cancels the line, he says, it'll suffer dire electoral consequences.
Because the Conservative Party, although having a significant strength in the south of England, has demonstrated over previous years electorally that unless it can succeed in the north of England, it's very unlikely to form a majority government.
He believes that regardless of a change in the Conservative Party leadership, HS2 is now unstoppable. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.